It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Born in 1903, Aloysius A. Lutz grew up near the shores of Lake Erie in a Polish neighborhood of Dunkirk. One of eight children, he was born in the early years of the 20th century and grew up hearing stories of immigration to America from his grandparents. During the Great Depression, he promoted amateur boxing in Dunkirk and later worked in several Dunkirk industries. In the 1940s, Aloysius retold many of the stories he heard as a boy to his own son, Richard. And in the 1950s, he began writing a fictionalized historic account of Polish immigration entitled Jadwiga's Crossing, but he died in 1966 before completing it. His son, Richard, worked in commercial and public radio and television in Michigan, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin before moving to New York City as a digital technology and mass communications consultant. He holds degrees from the University of Michigan, where he was also a journalist in residence in 1978 and 79. As a fellow at the University of Michigan, Robert completed his father's work after further research. Jadwiga's Crossing was released in 2006 and holds an average rating of 4.83 out of 5 stars on Amazon.com, based on over a dozen reviews. One contemporary author said the book is a must-read not only for the Polish Americans, but for all readers who are interested in learning about the challenges and joys of the transatlantic crossing made by millions of European immigrants in the late 19th century. In retirement, Robert edits and publishes the Main Street Wire, the fortnightly community newspaper serving Roosevelt Island in the city of New York. He also is working on completing Jadwiga's America, the sequel to Jadwiga's Crossing. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.